Good day, Marion, Kentucky. This newscast this morning is brought to you by the BP Cruise Company. That's Brennan Cruz, perhaps best known for his role as bass player with Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass, but he's also a local businessman, and here's what he has to offer.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruise Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
In local news this morning, crews from Pinnacle Construction are on site. They're in the middle of town at the Court Square, where they're gearing up to begin tearing down the historic building there that's served Marion, Kentucky as its courthouse since 1961. Of course, a temporary fence went up earlier in the week. That's that orange barrier stuff you saw. But a permanent type chain link fence, well, as permanent as it can be. It'll be taken down once the new courthouse is constructed. But the big, thick chain link fence is going up to keep everybody, I guess, safe and sound around the construction. But it's going to take up all of what's the sidewalk out there now, and it's going to change a lot of the traffic downtown as construction begins, but I think all of it's getting ready to get underway in earnest here in the next few hours, really. We're going to hear from Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb and find out a little bit more about what we can expect in downtown Marion in the coming days, weeks, and really years.
First, Chris, I want to say I appreciate you taking this time to help me get the word out regarding progress on the new judicial construction project. But I had been speaking with the contractor earlier in the week, and their plan is to begin demolition today. In fact, maybe by the time this is out for public consumption, they may already be started. But just trying to let everyone around Court Square have businesses and know that the demolition is going to begin. Also Wednesday, they will see a more permanent chain link fence go up around the perimeter of the property. They're going to be driving posts into the asphalt around the property, approximately 2 foot off of the curb, other than on Main Street, where they'll hold a little closer to the curb just to try to keep from disrupting traffic along Main Street, and still hopefully be able to provide a little bit of parking up there for those businesses. But obviously trucks and heavy equipment will be starting to come in and out and around the Court Square, and just trying to get the word out where everyone will be prepared for that and exercise as much caution in that area as possible.
So where you say they're going to put these at 2 feet from the curb, so will that eliminate the sidewalk in front of the courthouse?
That will eliminate the sidewalk all around the entire building. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And when do we anticipate they're going to start tearing this down?
Demolition will actually start Wednesday as well. They moved two track hoes on site Monday, and put up a temporary fence around the outside of the courthouse. The contractor did remind me that the property now technically belongs to the contractor during the process of construction. So it's, you know, any liability issues, anything to do with the property itself now is on the contractor. And will be throughout the construction. So once construction's completed, then everything gets signed back over to the county. But during this construction period, it's all on the contractor, their insurance, and their subcontractors.
Well, we've been talking about this project for I don't know how many years, but a long time, and so we're actually going to see some movement on it now.
We are, yeah, and it's definitely changed the landscape of downtown Marion. Once demolition is completed, I think there's some more ground prep work to be completed, but they'll move straight into construction as soon as possible once they have the ground completely prepped and ready to go. You know, I was mentioning to you earlier, you know, materials will start to be delivered in, and obviously that's it's going to be a tight spot. I just encourage everyone to be as patient as possible over the next couple of years, because it will definitely impact traffic flow and noise and everything else in that area.
And we appreciate Judge Newcomb for coming on and giving us an update on what's happening in downtown Marion with the courthouse construction. Further on the transportation front, a contractor for Kentucky Transportation Cabinet plans to close Yoder Road in Marion on Monday. That's out in the Amish community. It'll be closed between Valley View Road and Mount Zion Church Road. Plans were originally to close the road this week, but the county had to go in first and replace some cross drains so that the state can go in there and pave that. Now today, out in the Amish community, there will be some minor traffic delays, perhaps, as the state paves Valley View Road. It's my understanding they're not going to have to completely close that road off as they're doing the work, but they will have to close the entire Yoder Road on Monday. Also, there are three county roads that are underwater right now. Tradewater River is out of its banks over in the eastern part of the county, and Enon Church Road, Cool Springs Road, and Providence Road are all closed, and appropriate signage has been posted. And as I mentioned before, we have this throwback feature in the Crittenden Press where we call it Throwback Thursday, and from our archives from the newspaper, we each week pull out and publish what happened in this community 50 years ago, 25 years ago, and 10 years ago. Well, looking back this year, 25 years ago this week in Crittenden County, the students from the Crittenden County Technology Association conducted a roadblock. You know, that's where they used to panhandle basically uptown. They outlawed it years later, but they were having a roadblock collecting money on Main Street to benefit Habitat for Humanity in Crittenden County. The president was Carrie Kemper, and she presented a check for $322 to the Habitat Executive Director, Karen Hetty. Also present during that presentation were Ryan Beavers, Joey Rich, and the school advisor, Tammy Duval, and Scott Taylor. That's really a pretty cool feature we have in the press. People really say they enjoy that. I know I enjoy reading it. Also, you want to grab a paper this week, for nothing else, to get the in-depth look we have at the water crisis that Marion has gone through over the last 2+ years. We're going to take a really close look at who's come out on top, really, in this very, very difficult situation. And it's really not over. You know, the levee patchwork is complete, as reported Monday night at the Marion City Council meeting. But it's a different situation right now, and we're not having to buy water from Crittenden Livingston Water District to supplement Marion's demand here in the city. So things are going pretty good right now, and officials say if we don't get a major drought, things should be pretty good for the city of Marion, at least until Crittenden Livingston Water District can get to the point that it can fully supply Marion its water all the time, and that's the end goal. So grab the newspaper this week. You can find out all of the information about how much has been spent during this 2-year crisis period. It's pretty interesting stuff, and you will also get to find out whether we're going to get to fish there or not again. That's also in the article. I was down at the Salem City Council meeting on Tuesday night, where more than 50 residents gathered to share their thoughts on a proposed exclusive garbage collection franchise. Mayor Gary Damron emphasized no decision has been made yet, calling the meeting part of a year-long process to evaluate the plan. Now, the proposal would require most households and perhaps even businesses to use a single garbage collection provider. Damron said the city struggles with uncollected trash, but many residents express concerns about losing their choice of service. Most speakers oppose the idea, highlighting the affordability and reliability of a local independent contractor. Written feedback will be accepted for the next 30 days, with the council expected to decide in about 2 months whether to move forward or scrap the idea altogether. Stay tuned for updates, and you can read more about this meeting in today's Crittenden Press. In obituaries, Dan Baker Potts, 68 of Marion, passed away at his home on Saturday. Boyd Funeral Directors and Cremation Services is in charge of those arrangements. In outdoors, deer season moves into its final 5 days, with Crittenden County harvest still lagging behind historic numbers. Now, Crittenden County has, for the last 30 or so years, been among the top two or three harvest counties in all of Kentucky. Last year, however, we fell to number five, and this year, right now with 5 days to go, Crittenden County is ranked number 11 in the state. Now, these are not NCAA rankings, mind you, but the more notoriety or reputation, you might say, that you have, the more value it puts on your brand as an area, a destination for hunting. And Crittenden County has long been branded a deer hunting mecca, which has in large part driven the price of land and, to some extent, a large part of the entire local economy. So we need a strong finish on this deer harvest. Plus, it makes it safer to be out on the roads with fewer deer around, right? In area sports, Crittenden County's boys and girls basketball teams will have a full day of basketball on tap on Saturday out at Rocket Arena. There's scrimmage games going on from, I think, like 10 o'clock in the morning till on up in the late afternoon, and then it'll be Meet the Rockets night at 6 p.m. So if you're a Rocket fan or just a basketball fan, go out and watch you some basketball. Be plenty of chances to see teams from all around the region out there on Saturday. Also in this week's newspaper, we have an article about former Rocket coach Sean Thompson, who is down at Paducah-Tillman now, along with his son Avery. Sean is the fourth-year head coach at Paducah-Tillman, and Avery is a freshman who's doing quite well and has multiple Division I football offers already, and he's only 15 years old. Paducah-Tillman is number two in the state in Class 4A and has a great chance to get to the state finals at Kroger Field again. Thompson took his team there in his first season 4 years ago at Paducah-Tillman, and he talks about how tough it is to get back to that level of competition. And you can read all about that and his son Avery's life down in basically a new shade of blue. That's the Blue Tornado now. Instead of Rocket Blue, but we're still mighty proud of those guys and what they're doing down there. Also, another Crittenden County alumnus, Ryan Perry, was recently named National Federation of High Schools Kentucky Coach of the Year. That's quite a distinguished honor for him. He led Lyon County to state basketball championship, as most of you know, last spring. And, of course, is probably best known as the father of Travis Perry, who is a freshman on Kentucky's basketball team now and is perhaps even more renowned as the all-time scoring leader in Kentucky high school history. So congratulations to Ryan Perry over in Lyon County. And I've just received another obituary. Sadie Elizabeth Hughes, 21, of Princeton, passed away yesterday, and that's Tuesday, November 19th. She was an employee of Par 4 Plastics, and Boyd Funeral Directors and Cremation Services down in Salem is in charge of arrangements. And before we get out of here this morning, let's once again hear from Brennan Cruz.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
All right, that's a wrap on this morning's show. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.